You missed it on Wednesday. Dr. Wider was talking about different foods you can eat that mimic the results of Ozempic if you can't afford it or you don't want to go on the shots or whatever. And one of the things that she said was cottage cheese. Now, I had never had cottage cheese before. Neither had Raven. Mm. We tried it. We did not like it.
It was really tricky to inject, too.
All right. Well, joining us, we have big news.
Yeah.
It's no longer three-time nope. Emmy-nominated Chef Plum.
That's true.
It's six-time Emmy-nominated Chef Plum.
Yay! Thank you.
Congratulations on the nominations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very, very exciting. We have amazing people on our show. But I heard you guys eating cottage cheese, and I got to tell you, it was hilarious.
Yeah, for you, maybe.
Wait, but do you think you can make cottage cheese and actually make it delicious?
Yeah, I can make anything delicious, Anna, of course. I thought we could make cottage cheese pancakes. So while my pancakes are nice and hot, I brought some of my batter I made up here so we can actually cook the pancakes. You guys can taste them. Really, really simple. Inside our batter, I've got a little cottage cheese, a little bit of vanilla extract. I just put a pinch of sugar in there, really like a teaspoon of sugar, not much. Olive oil, a little bit of water, one egg, and about a cup of self-rising flour.
So is it you're adding cottage cheese to it, or are we replacing an item like a typical, you know, item that would be in there, part of your recipe, or no?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think it's a little bit less wet. Like maybe you would put like more than one egg into it or something like that. But no, we're not doing anything more than that. I'm just going to add the cottage cheese and then a little bit of flour. It's kind of a whole separate recipe.
Okay.
But it works. I'm going to get my pan hot here. Let me get my handle from my Ergo Chef smart pans on there. There
wow.
we go.
Very cool. Fancy.
Fancy.
Fancy, right?
Yeah.
I like your wood grain.
Just like this, a little olive oil in the pan. And I'm going to take a spoonful of our pancake mix and put it right in the pan.
I mean, so there's a good amount of cottage cheese in there. I can see the texture.
Yeah, I think I use one whole, like, 16-ounce container here.
Mm-hmm.
And they cook pretty quickly here in this pan. And here's the fun part about this. When these are done, serve them with honey, serve them with jam, serve them with maple syrup, whatever you want to do. I find that I like them just kind of plain. What happens is they get that extra creaminess in the middle. When my wife was tasting them, she was like, I feel like they're undercooked. I was like, they're not undercooked. It's because they have cottage cheese in them.
It's a texture thing
right.
again,
the cheese is actually inside of it.
You know how they get, like, the cottage cheese has, like, the curdle? So you taste the curdle still. Because I think that was the problem I was having with cottage cheese was the texture
of it. It's like the worst word you could have used to describe food.
It
curdle.
Is. Curdle. It is.
It's like lumpy. It's like little lumps. What would you call little lumps?
I mean, I would just say it's got some character. It's got
He would do anything that he could do to not say that.
So I've got my pan up to full blast here, which is why it wasn't quite ready to flip yet. And you flip them once, just like a pancake. You'll see the air bubbles kind of show up on there. And then once that shows, you give them a good flip.
That is a fancy looking pan you got there.
Smells not bad, so
right?
good.
It's really it sounds nice. Like a pancake though, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like it does. Breakfast.
There we go.
How many of these do I have to eat to be skinny?
Here's the thing. I kind of hate when people talk about food and talk about being skinny at the same time.
Like, well, it's not skinny. It's being healthier. Healthier options.
Yeah. Healthier yes. according to who?
I don't know.
Like,
Give me the pancake.
It's working. It's working.
Plum, one of our bosses says that he puts cottage cheese in with his eggs. Because it gives the extra protein, and he said it's delicious. True or false?
That's probably pretty true, actually.
Yeah?
You know, you got to remember, when you're cooking with something like this, too, it adds a lot of salt. You know, cottage cheese is very salty. So it's going to help a lot when you're making eggs, because eggs like salt. Are you guys ready to give us a try? I think we're just about there.
Yes!
Here's one for Anna.
Thank you.
Fork.
I'm not waiting for Raven to get served.
I mean, this is supposed to fill me up longer, right?
Correct.
I mean, I'm getting a good amount of protein, but it's keeping me fuller longer.
You got it. It's denser. It's not bad, right?
No, they're really good.
Super easy.
See, this is the trick right here.
Beautiful.
If you want your cottage cheese to taste like cheese, you got to wrap it in a pancake.
Yeah.
If you do that, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Get really crazy with it. Throw some ham in there. Wrap it all up. Amazing. Cottage cheese crepe pancake. I love it.